888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
January 2004, my first live broadcast of the new year. Thanks for tuning in to the show. I want to give everybody a chance to get involved on air. We're going to have wide open phones. It's not just Friday. It's the first live show that I'm doing of this 2004 year. I want to hear your predictions for the new year and what solutions you have to expose the criminal crime syndicate known as the New World Order. How do we get our borders under control? How do we reaffirm the Second Amendment and get some gun laws repealed? How do we slow the privatization of the prisons and our economy shifting into a slave labor system? How do we wake up conservatives to the fact that government's exploding, we're losing our liberties, and that George Bush is out-Clintoning Bill Clinton? Those are just some of the questions. Again, we're going to have wide open phones here on the show. We're going to go to your calls early in this broadcast and throughout the show. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. And there is so much news to go over. I would also ask you, what do you think the most important top three stories were of last year? Not just your predictions for this year, but for last year. What were the most important stories that were either reported or underreported or that were ignored by the mainstream media? Basically, it's just a year in review and looking forward now into this new year. 1-800-259-9231. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I want to thank both my great webmasters for the work they do. Chicago topped nation in 03 homicides. We've got the numbers, and yet again, they are the number one city for murders, despite the fact that New York has three times Chicago's population. They had less murders. Chicago has even more gun control than New York, ladies and gentlemen. Then we look at other large cities, and per capita, they have much lower crime rates where you have some semblance of the Second Amendment. That is an armed population left. And big news out of England, BBC listeners want right-to-kill burglars. They're trying to pass a new law. Of course, if you stab or shoot someone who's killing you, you will get more prison time than they get. And a big fight, as the majority of the citizens there are against these laws that imprison you for defending yourself, the government, the Tories, that's the Republicans, and Labor, that's the so-called liberals, all agree, no, you can't defend yourself. Why am I leading with a story in the new year? It's just such a key indicator of the government wanting us to be these emasculated wimps. I want to go over also the police state production we saw on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day and continuing. Troops marching around in the streets, military helicopters from Las Vegas to New York. Meanwhile, 20-plus people died in the Philippines during partying. You don't see anti-partying troops out on the streets. My point is terrorism is not a great danger, even if the numbers, we've seen it statistically, but the government is fear-mongering. And that's the definition of terrorism, is creating fear to get your political wishes into place. So I want to go over some of what happened and get your response to what you saw on the news. 22 dead, hundreds injured in parties in the Philippines. New Year's welcome. Isn't that interesting? Also, high security marks New Year's Eve with the military. I didn't go over this article. I should have, so we're going to cover it. Russian Secret Service seizes copies of book linking it to 99 bombings. Government ministers to retain 150 secret laws. That's England. We're doing the same thing. Preparing for the draft. There's been a new development there. It's all coming up when we get back. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you found your business isn't quite as profitable as it was before the economy went south? Are new clients a little harder to come by lately? Well, maybe we can help. Advertise your business on the GCN Radio Network, and you'll soon find out why companies all across the country are experiencing a steady flow of new customers. It's not by coincidence, it's by design. At GCN, we can increase your business with an ad package that's built specifically for your particular product or service. Join the many satisfied advertisers on the GCN Radio Network who found out that the economy isn't so bad after all. Call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 106, for quotes or more information. That number again is 877-996-4327, extension 106. Everyone listens to radio. It's the most cost-effective way to increase business available. Don't wait around hoping for a stronger economy. The country might be slipping into recession, but your business doesn't have to. Call GCN today and get more customers tomorrow.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, we have a brand spanking new year laying out before us. 04. 04. And today, on this Open Line Friday, we're going to be taking your calls for your predictions for 04 and what you think the top three stories were of 03. And those could be underreported stories or stories that you think are the most important. There is a ton of news. Again, I want to get into the Second Amendment today because Chicago, again, tops the nation in 2003 with homicides, with a total gun ban going there in the city with handguns and total restrictions on rifles. And the British people are revolting against not being able to defend themselves even with knives against home invaders. We'll get into that. Also, there's a mainstream media article about conspiracy theories abounding concerning September 11th. And this story would be comical if it wasn't so dangerous. So we'll be going over that and analyzing it as well here on the show. Prepare for the draft. Arizona registers men between 18 and 25 who sign up for driver's license. It's automatic now, and many other states have passed that law in the last year. We'll get into that. William F. Jasper's written a very important article for The New American, echoing something that I have covered here on the show. Bill of Rights, implausible defenders. Don't look to the ACLU and its left-wing allies to defend your liberty and the Constitution against the encroaching police state. And in this lengthy article, I'm trying to get him on the show next week, he goes into many of the things that I've observed, that the ACLU is really there to make you think they're doing something about your rights, but then ensuring that they actually lose those battles or water down good legislation or local laws that would counter it. And the ACLU is full of good people, but at the top, it's controlled. It's loyal opposition. And Jasper gets into that. Of course, it goes on the right wing as well. We have the NRA that can never seem to repeal a gun law and supports a bunch of new gun laws and calls it compromising and is mum on Bush planning to re-sign the assault weapons ban. So that goes both ways. But it's very, very important talking about controlling the opposition. Also, about 6 months ago, we started talking about the Matrix system. Until 6 months ago, it was classified. We just knew that state and local police and the federal government were buying information from supermarkets, from bookstores. They were getting it from the credit departments, that they were hiring private firms to get your divorce records, your college records, everything. And now they've announced it as the Matrix system, and more states are publicly signing on, like Tennessee. And I thought we'd focus in today a little bit on the Matrix system. The Tennessean reporting, state seeks link with crime data network. Minnesota just threw out, because of lawsuits, the Matrix system, because, I mean, they type into it, man with black hair driving red pickup truck, and everybody in the state who has black hair and owns a red pickup truck instantly is pulled up. I mean, that's how detailed this is, folks. And you go, well, it'll stop the terrorist. Folks, the globalists are the terrorist. The border's wide open. They're about to legalize 25 to 30 million illegals. Bush says 8 million. It's more like 25, 30 mil. We're not sure. Again, they're going off 2,000 census numbers, okay? And they're saying we've got 8 million illegals off the census numbers. How many illegals do you think actually went along with the census when they knock on the door? The real numbers we've got is 25-plus million, so we'll be getting into that. My point is, they're telling you we're going to know everything you do, everything you buy, everything you engage in. To get a bank account, you know, the feds are going to look down your throat. But if you're an illegal alien, you just strut right up to the front of the line, and with a fake name, you can get a driver's license or a bank account. And that is the case. Then, of course, that article I mentioned, conspiracy theories abound in 9/11 probe. Wait till I cover this. Willie Nelson pins a protest song. Ballad will debut at fundraising concert for Democratic presidential candidate Dennis Kucinich this weekend. Tamara, who's coming to Austin. I might go cover that. I like Willie Nelson. I don't particularly like Kucinich, but he's done more good than most people. But talk about loyal opposition. He's it. Three L.A. Times reporters are injured in that blast in the Iraqi capital on New Year's Eve. We'll be getting into that. Also, Stardust set to comet encounter. The Stardust probe is just hours away from encountering with a comet. Wild 2. That's pretty interesting. Britain says U.S. plan to seize oil in 73 crisis had a plan to launch a full-scale invasion of the entire Middle East. And, of course, they were planning to use Operation Northwoods to get that done, carry out terror attacks. EU-wide arrest warrant launch, talk about globalism. U.S. torture the innocent while real culprits of Saddam's regime go free. That's the London Guardian. Arnold Schwarzenegger has doubled and quadrupled park fees in California, and is being praised as a wonderful conservative, even by the liberals now, a wonderful conservative, yeah, for gun control, open borders, and the rest of it. So that is just some of what is coming up here on the show. I also want to get into this article, FDA rules anthrax vaccine safe and effective. Now what happened here? Starting back in 1989, they started giving the anthrax shot, and it killed a bunch of people. And we had the Lansing Journal up in Michigan where employees of Bioport that took the shots dropped dead, and the coroner said the shot was killing them and giving them some type of accelerated autoimmune disease that would kill them in a week to 2 weeks. We've got all the reports. So they suspended the shot in 98. Then they brought it back 2 years ago, now 2.5 years ago. Then a federal judge put an injunction in and said, this is an experimental vaccine. You can't force troops to take an experimental vaccine. Again, they would hold the troops down and give them the shots or threaten them with court-martial. But again, you can give people something experimental if they sign a waiver and agree to it. You cannot force anyone to take an experimental vaccine. And the judge said, you got to get approval for this. Why did the FDA never approve it? Because they didn't want to come out on record and say it was good. Well, Bush got ordered by this federal judge to put up or shut up, to go ahead and either approve the vaccine, get it approved, or stop giving it. Well, the FDA, after what, 14 years of this being given to troops and two suspensions of it, with it being reenacted, came out 2 days ago. FDA rules anthrax vaccine safe, effective. The Food and Drug Administration made it official again Tuesday that anthrax vaccine is safe and effective no matter how the injection is spread, the infection is spread, because they pointed out that it covers four spores, and what the Russians and others have been rumored to have has within 150 to 300 different spores, and that this anthrax shot doesn't even help you. It's like the smallpox shot doesn't help you, and because the stuff they claim our enemies have is weaponized. Plus, if you've ever had the shot, you don't need it. They told you it was for life. It is for life. Plus, it's dangerous. They don't care. But the Food and Drug Administration made it official again Tuesday. The ruling comes a week after a federal judge halted the military's anthrax inoculations, saying he thought the vaccine was experimental if used to prevent inhaled anthrax instead of the through-the-skin form. The Justice Department, citing the FDA order, asked the U.S. District Judge Emmett G. Sullivan to set aside his preliminary ban, except for the six plaintiffs who filed a class action suit against the Defense Department to stop the vaccinations. Now, again, the FDA didn't want to say that this was good for you, that this was approved. They didn't want to say this for 14 years of its use, and they illegally gave it to troops, so they're still liable. But now, to keep this happening to the troops, they go ahead and approve it. Amazing, amazing development here. And remember, this was the same Pentagon that says that depleted uranium at 1,900 times safe levels is good for the troops. This is the same Pentagon who sprays chemical and biologicals on our troops in thousands of open-air tests in the last 30 years. This is the same Food and Drug Administration that approved Prozac, back in 1983, despite the fact that statistics showed it radically increased the level of suicide in young people, which is now England's banning it because this is finally cannot be ignored. The numbers are too great. This is the same FDA that has done all this stuff. Then we have the Environmental Protection Agency that said put MBTE, a deadly carcinogen that actually causes cars to burn dirtier. The numbers are out on this now. It's just crazy. Just because it's a byproduct of the big chemical plants, well, here, we'll just stick it in the fuel. It's the same government that says sodium fluoride's good for you, despite all the scientific evidence. So now they're going to keep injecting the troops with this, despite all the carnage. The FDA ordered the shutdown of Bioport's Lansing, Michigan plant three separate times, citing the fact that they found viruses, alive and dead, bacteria, weird DNA strands, weird hormones, masses of mercury. Doesn't matter, folks. Doesn't matter if we have coroners and epidemiologists and scientists saying it's killing people. The shots will continue. The shots will continue, and the government's moving to ban over-the-counter sales of vitamin C as they've done in Europe. Oh, yeah, it just starts with Ephedrine, folks. All right, we're gonna be back after this quick break and go straight to your calls. And we'll go to Danny and John and Joe and many others. Wide open phones today on any of the issues I've mentioned or any articles or news pieces you want to discuss. It's kind of like that Washington Journal show. You just call in with your story. We'll be back.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, John Stapnell here, and I have a question for you. Are you having an energy crisis? No, I'm not talking about the rising cost of gasoline. I'm talking about you, personally. Do you have the energy you need to do all the things in life that you need to do? If you're like most people, the answer is no. And that extra cup of coffee or an afternoon candy bar is not the solution. There's a safe and effective way to energize your life naturally. It's called Be Alive Royal Jelly. If you haven't tried it yet, you're missing out on one of nature's best-kept secrets. Made naturally in a beehive, not manufactured in a lab, Royal Jelly is used by people around the world for energy, vitality, and stamina. Call Be Alive today to find out more. Call toll-free 866-321-1900 to order your supply of energizing Be Alive Royal Jelly and ask how you can get a free one-month supply with your order. Call toll-free 866-321-1900. Tell them John sent you and put an end to your energy crisis with Be Alive Royal Jelly. 866-321-1900.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
All right, let's go straight to your calls, and I'm going to plunge into the Second Amendment news, the Matrix control system that just overtly is more out of control than Orwell's vision. It's just right out in the open, total into privacy, and they call it freedom. Let's talk to Danny in Oklahoma, then John, Joe, Marcello, Christopher, and others. Danny, you're on the air.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Alex, and Happy New Year to you and yours.
Well, thank you.
What I really wanted to discuss was I wrote a letter to Homeland Security in reference to your 911 Road to Tyranny.
Yes.
And in it, I talked to them about the Founding Fathers being called terrorists, how upset I was being a veteran and being labeled a right-wing extremist because I believe in the Constitution and that we're a republic and not a democracy. Well, they deny that anything ever occurred in Kansas City.
Sir, I'd like to see a copy of their letter. What does their letter say?
Okay, it says, this is in response to your request of October 29, 2003, under the Freedom of Information Act for access to documents pertaining to a presentation by FEMA to law enforcement personnel in Kansas City, Missouri, at some time following September 11, 2001. Despite an exhaustive search, we are unable to locate records responsive to your request, and then they told me to contact them within 60 days. So what I wanted to do was...
Well, sir, I'm begging you to send me a copy of that letter. You can block out your name and your address.
I'm not worried about that. I'm an organization, and they're going to send the stuff free to me if I can give them more detailed information. That's why I wanted to know if you know the official that was speaking to them and exactly where was it held and when.
Okay, now, in 9/11 Road to Tyranny... we show the famous flyer from Arizona.
Right, I'm going to send them a copy of that.
Pardon me?
When I send this back to them, I'm sending a copy of that pamphlet.
So you have a copy of that?
Yeah, I got it off
the internet. That has the phone numbers of the FBI.
Right, and that's what I'm going to send to them and say, what are you doing? I mean, I've got a warrant officer that just completed his schooling, and then I showed him the Michael New videotape and your... Police State 2000, the takeover and all that, and he was amazed and astonished, and he says, I can't believe this crap.
Well, let me just stop for just a second and try to answer your question, because it's a very important one, Danny.
Right.
I don't have the original. I have 18 hours of video that this firefighter sent me. 17 and a half hours of video. The guy's name is on it, and I could go back and find that for you, but that was held in a police classroom in Kansas City. That firefighter that sent it to me is a listener of the show. Perhaps he could call him with more details. But in the film, we don't just have that video. We have the training manuals, the flyers, the news articles. I mean, it's all right there. I have an entire box.
That's what I'm trying to get.
I have an entire box of training manuals from all over the country, other videotapes of the same stuff police have sent me. This is going on everywhere. This has been all over the Washington Times, all over the Associated Press. Everybody knows about this. This has been an Insight magazine, as I said. And so for them to deny that this is what's being taught to police is a fraud.
I know, and that's why I'm so upset, because I know it's on video. I mean, you've got the videotape.
Yeah, but we also have the flyers and training manuals with names and phone numbers.
Right.
And you say, I mean, you can go online, that flyer is everywhere. It's on Infowars.com. You can call those phone numbers. The FBI will answer. I mean, they put it out. They admit they put it out. I don't, you know, saying anybody who makes frequent references to the U.S. Constitution, says they're defenders of the Constitution, is a terrorist. We've got the FEMA guy on tape saying the Founding Fathers are terrorists, the Christians are terrorists. I mean, that's what they teach.
Right, and that's why I'm so upset, because I happen to be a homeschooler, constitutionalist, and I'm against the UN. So,
well, I'm glad you're upset about this, and I've got this whole box of stuff. I plan to make another film and add more to that. But in the video, we have the Washington Times. The Washington Times headline was "Constitutional Terrorist." Type that into a search engine, type Insight Magazine, Constitutional Terrorist in, and you will get the Washington Times talking about the flyer. And, again, I don't have the video up in front of me right now, but it's just jammed full of evidence.
Well, so, you know, I see a runaway government now. It's, you know, they're not even going by the Constitution anymore. And it's really getting frustrating, because there doesn't seem to be anything you can do, because when you write your congressman, they send you back a letter, or more than 9 times out of 10, they don't even respond to your letter.
Well, Danny, I'm surprised you got a letter back. Was this from Homeland Security? Or
yeah, It sure is.
So what
I emailed them. What I did was I got on the internet and I emailed them and told them everything about it, and they sent me back an attached form, which is a letter, and I printed it out, and then I can send you the email.
Yeah, do that. Thanks for the call. We'll cover it more. Thank you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've all heard that garlic has been used for centuries to ward off everything from diseases to demons. What is it about garlic that makes it the most recognized and widely used spice in history? It's called allicin. Allicin is the primary active ingredient in fresh crushed garlic. According to the Journal of Agriculture and Food Chemistry, garlic has only 5,000 micrograms of allicin potential. Garlamax has only 5,500 micrograms of allicin potential, but Alamax has 180,000 micrograms of allicin yield guaranteed. That's why Alamax stands head, shoulders, hips, and ankles above every other garlic product on the market today. Call 877-817-9829 to order Alamax. That's 877-817-9829. Garlic is the number one all-natural antiviral and antibacterial spice on earth, and allicin is the reason. When you need the power of garlic, you need the power of Alamax. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. And remember, garlic is allicin, and allicin is Alamax.
Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom: the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait. Do it today. The number 800-686-2237.
This is Joyce Riley, and most of you know I've searched for over 5 years to find something to help the vets. Well, I've found something that will help everybody. Miracle-Tooth soap, neutralizer, gel, and skin moisturizer have prompted testimonies from people all over the country. Around the house, it's gentle enough to wash your hair, strong enough for your toughest jobs. In the garden, it controls pests and can increase your yield 200%. We've all heard news stories about products that cause cancer, birth defects, or other health problems. Well, many people who have used Miracle-Tooth products have stated that they have literally washed their problems away. The folks from Miracle-Tooth don't have to make these claims. Their customers do it for them. Try Miracle-Tooth, and you just might find yourself working miracles in your home. Call the Power Hour order line, 877-485-3838. Place your order today and start having miracles in your life. Call 877-485-3838. Miracle 2 isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today. It is the first live show I've done. I took off on a New Year's Day. Spend time with the family. It is the second day of January 2003. We're about to go back to the calls. John and Joe and Marcello and Christopher and Jerry and many others, and a ton of vital news and information. But you just heard the caller in the last segment talk about 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, a film I made now 2 years ago that is even more pertinent and documented and proven now 2 years later than when I made it. A lot of people had trouble believing the stuff that was in it then, and now it's mainstream news. It covers the history of government-sponsored terror, going back thousands of years right through to 2001, from Putin blowing up buildings to blaming on his enemies, to the British intelligence engaging in terror attacks, to our own government carrying out the Oklahoma City bombing, the FBI cooking the bomb and training the drivers in the first World Trade Center attack. It's all documented. But about, I don't know, 3 or 4 minutes of that 2.5-hour film is Kansas City, Missouri, with firefighters, police, and sheriff's deputies in a classroom with a FEMA minion going over the fact that the Founding Fathers are terrorists and that the Christians are terrorists. And then we have the flyers and training manuals and mainstream news articles where they're reporting on the FBI and the BATF and FEMA training police in this. But then we also have that video. And since that film came out, I've been sent disc and VHS tapes from Kentucky and New York and Florida and California and Texas. And people say, well, then why haven't you put this new stuff out? Well, basically, it's the same thing. It's a different person from FEMA or from the Southern Poverty Law Center or from the FBI saying the exact same thing. I mean, I have a box of stuff, a box of documents, the SLAT program, the CAGE program, the this, the that. It's all the same thing. I mean, it's all word for word the same script. But I do, in a new film, plan to put some more of that in there. But to give you an idea of how jam-packed my videos are, there's just one video, just a few minutes out of the long video, and that's what we have there. Then we don't just show that. Then it goes to Abby Newman, a Navy veteran, no criminal record. She pulls up to a checkpoint in Virginia, rural area, and they jerk her out of the car because she says, you can't search my car without a warrant. They jerk her out, frame her, which they later got thrown out of court. Well, the jury found her not guilty of assaulting him, but they say, what are we going to charge her with? Oh, let's charge her with assault. Look, she's got a Police State 2000 video. Oh, she's got this pocket constitution. Oh, she's one of them extremists. So we don't just have the training going on, in Kansas City, or the training manuals, or the news articles about it where they say all the Christians are terrorists, or those that talk about the Constitution are terrorists. We then have it actually happening from squad car video and mics on their state police ties as they do all this. So we have the training, we have the video of it, we have the news articles, we have the manuals, we have the flyers, then we have it happening on the street to someone. In fact, we have it happening to two people. Then we have Farrell Montgomery. They pull him over, no weapons, gets out, puts his hands up. He talked about the Constitution of the police, so the SWAT team's hit him with two tasers, let a police dog chew on him for about 3 minutes, because he's an evil patriot. And then the newscast comes on and says, yeah, he had pipe bombs, and they hold up jumper cables. And a week later, the news had to report, okay, they were jumper cables. But this is how they do it. So I don't have the words to describe what's in these videos. I mean, Police State 3 is just as good as Road to Tyranny. Matrix of Evil is powerful. Masters of Terror is excellent. Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. You need every one of my videos. I've made 10 of them. They're amazing. They're incredible. They're dynamic. And they're tailor-made to wake people up with the truth. The videos are $25.95 a piece. And if you order 3 or more of any of them, they drop down to 20. There's Paul Watson's new book that is excellent, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order that I published. Hope you'll get that. Also, I've got a T-shirt that's got Hitler, Stalin, and Mao on the front. And it says, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works. And on the back, it says, Politicians Love Disarmed Peasants, Infowars.com. And I hope you'll get that T-shirt. It's $20, $19.95. I've got my Tyranny Response Team T-shirts. You want to meet like-minded people? Put one of these shirts on and walk down the street or go in a grocery store or to the shopping mall, and you'll meet plenty of like-minded people in about 5 minutes. So, again, the toll-free number to order the videos, the books, the T-shirts, any of it, and all that supports this show, 1-888-253-3139. Start the new year off right, folks. Get in the info war. These videos are waking up 90% of those that see them, and I want you to make copies of them. 1-888-253-3139 or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure online shopping cart. Or last but not least, you can just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Let's go to these calls quickly. John, you're on the air. Where are you calling us from?
Missouri.
Good to talk to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was curious if they've been testing, I heard you talking about deer hunting about a month ago. Have they been testing Texas deer for brain wasting disease? They have Missouri deer.
They have found deer from Colorado to Missouri to Texas to you name it with brain wasting disease. And again, it's scary. It seems to be getting into everything.
Yeah, that's what I was curious about. I was thinking maybe it had something to do with chemtrails and the aluminum oxide eats holes in your brain, doesn't it, Alex?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Well, see, deer won't eat anything dead. You couldn't force them to. I believe they probably starve before they eat anything dead.
Well deer are herbivores.
Yeah.
They don't eat meat.
Yeah, that's what I was. That's what kind of perplexed me, the relationship, because they're both spongiform diseases, and one just affects deer and one causes mad cow disease.
Now, even the mainstream media is admitting that most of these Alzheimer cases, people under 30 getting it now, are really Creutzfeldt-Jakob's, or CJD.
Yes, sir. I was reading that on the internet, too. And I wanted to tell you, I just bought and beat the new video game. Is it okay if I say the name?
Yeah.
Medal of Honor Rising Sun. And in the booklet, the British operative that you get to play with for a while, it says that he's upset with the British High Command because he warned them of the Philippine invasion and they didn't do anything. I just thought that was real interesting. None of my friends got excited when I showed it to them. Like, oh, look, they even admit it. It's a video game for kids.
A lot of these programmers try to implant good stuff in the videos. Thanks for the call, sir. I had a chance. I aired it a few months ago. The video intro, it's animation, but video games are like movies now. But a game from about 3 years ago, Deus Ex 2 is now out. I haven't had a chance to see it. But at the first of the game, there's a secret government group who has released the Gray Plague, the Gray Death, to create martial law and fear, and they're actually battling for control of the New World Order with the Illuminati out of France, and the Illuminati didn't want to release the biological, and they talk about how they've got the entire Congress under control because they've infected them, and they won't give them the cure to the disease, the inoculation, unless they go along with the New World Order. I mean, that's a video game. But at the end of the game, you either join the New World Order or the Illuminati. You either join the new high-tech New World Order, you join the Illuminati, or you destroy all technology. You go back to the Stone Age. And I hear the new game's even more elaborate getting into that. But most of these games I've reviewed and looked at, and a lot of them are made right here in Austin. Deus Ex is made right here in Austin. Most of these games I've reviewed are pro-New World Order. Torture, kidnapping people, killing them. One of the worst games I ever saw was Dungeon Keeper. PC World reviewed it. This is about 5 years ago now. And you kidnap children and torture them to death and gain more demonic power, then use that to build underground war machines to invade and take over the peaceful cities. And, folks, a lot of the games are like that now. I have a lot of friends that are big gamers, and they review them for me and show them to me and put the video to, take the output and put it into videotapes for me, and I air it on TV or locally. A lot of scary stuff. But, there's some good stuff implanted. And that brings this up, something we cover in Masters of Terror, 2 minutes of that two-hour, five-minute film. I hate to keep plugging the films, just the proof's there. Mainstream news, declassified document. Roosevelt knew that 7,000-plus civilians, men, women, and children, were in the Philippines, wouldn't let them evacuate at gunpoint for a month, wouldn't let them get on the ships, though they were half empty, and left them in the Philippines so they'd be captured because that would make good political fodder, having captured civilians, and that was used in newsreels. Oh, the government wouldn't kill 2,800-and-something people at the World Trade Centers. No, they wouldn't do that. They just leave 7,000 to be captured by the Japanese just for some political fodder. Stop being naive. And that's what John was bringing up. Joe in New York, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Good talking about. We just broke up there. I don't know if you can hear me. Can you hear me?
You're
okay.
On the air, sir. Let me just tell you about talk radio. When they say your name, there's a noise on the phone system. It goes.
Okay.
And that's the sound that you're on air. Go ahead.
All right, very good. Last time I called, I didn't hear that last time. I'm glad you're talking about your videos, because I have every single video you put out, and they're excellent. And I didn't get paid to say that. They really are. But when are you going to actually do a desperately needed Federal Reserve documentary?
That's on my list. I got five videos I want to make, and here's the catch-22. Here's the catch-22.
Because I did see, like, one of the videos that I have of yours, I saw you talk to Governor Bush at the time, and you're getting arrested. I don't know how many people actually saw that, but...
That was kidnapped.
Just
like Charles Key was.
What happened to the First Amendment when you were there? You know, it kind of, like, blew me away.
Well, by the way, the newspaper reported after I was drug out, he said, that's the freedom we've got in Texas, the freedom to state our opinion, as he was having me kidnapped.
Really? So there you go. I mean, you know, they say one thing, they do another. But
okay,
that's,
well, here,
I guess, typical.
Let me explain something to you, and I'm so honored that you're out there and taking action. I do radio interviews. I do my own radio show. I do a TV show. I want to make more films. I'm trying to make films. It takes time to make films. But yes, that is on my list. Is to make. I want to start making videos about an hour long, because frankly, 2-3 hour videos, some of the general public can't absorb it all. I want to make an hour-long video on the Federal Reserve that's simple, focused, to the point. Mm-hmm. So I do plan to do that.
Alex, also, you know, I went on to like so many different search engines, and I put in like Federal Reserve fraud or scam or something like that, and you come up with so many like lawyers looking to take on cases against the banks, where you can actually get rid of all your mortgages, all your credit cards, and you don't even get... you don't go through a bankruptcy. Basically, they say that, you know, they're lending out money that doesn't even exist, and you're paying interest on that money, which is illegal. So they're in violation of their own contracts. So the banks plead no contest because they don't want that information getting out. And basically, you know, the person that took out the loan doesn't have to pay back the loan. I mean,
here's the problem with that. I have investigated it, and what they're saying is true. But the globalists don't care. Yes, the financial system's a fraud. Yes, it's a bunch of ones and zeros in a computer. Yes, the bank never even loans out the money. You're paying interest on something imaginary. It's far worse than the fractional reserve banking. But the government is still criminal, and in some cases will enforce that, even though what the people are saying is legitimate.
I understand that Alex. But But hold on, Alex. Is it really not the government's fault if the government was hijacked by a foreign bank in Europe? You know what I mean? I mean, I understand what you're saying. It had to get to that point. But if you think about it, if we're actually printing money, okay, and when we print that money, a foreign bank is allowing us to print that money. Basically, we're not even in control of our own monetary system. And when we print it, we have to actually send those interests to a foreign bank in Europe.
Well, not just interest. A dollar of debt and then interest accrues. To create a dollar, we go a dollar in debt. It's designed to enslave us.
Well, this is ridiculous. I mean, I think we need to let people know about this. This is like, I mean, what power do we have if we're broke? I mean, that's like the next thing. I mean, I've seen the American dollar. Let me tell you something real quick. Over the summer, I think it was about July, middle of July, my girlfriend came down from Australia. And she was making a lot of, you know, payments here. She was shopping, whatnot. And her dollar was weak. I mean, I think it was, I forget. It was like she was paying another 47%, I think, with her exchange rate. Now the Australian dollar is actually stronger than the American dollar by like 20-something percent, I believe.
Yeah.
So something's going on here that, you know, just doesn't really make too much sense to me.
Well, I mean, look, now we talk about national debt in the tens of trillions instead of in the tens of billions. A car that was $15,000 10 years ago is $35,000 now, and they tell us there's no inflation.
Yeah, right. I mean, what, you're going to buy, what, a box of cereal for, you know, $7 a box? Because now they're talking about gas prices are going up. Not gas prices. They were talking about with the cows. I don't know if you heard this on, I think it was on MSNBC. They said that being that the farmers are not going to be selling so much cow, and the grain is going to cost a lot more money.
Well, yeah, they've got the big meat packers. Let me just say this because you brought it up. They've got the meat packers saying there's no loss in demand, but I heard Derry Brownfield this morning, the price of beef has gone down by about 25%.
Right, yeah, I heard the same thing. But what they're saying, something about they're not going to be buying as much grain because the cattle are not going to be selling. So the price of grain is going to go up. So a box of cereal now that you're paying $5 for a box is going to be like, you know, $7 or $8. And now they're talking about an additional like 40% hike also on gasoline. I mean, you know, when is it going to end? I mean, you know, the middle class.
Well, there has to be that increase. There has to be that increase in gasoline because we have to buy that petro with petrodollars, and our dollar is down by like what, almost 40% now from what it was a year and a half ago. So
we're basically in the Middle East right now. We're in almost every gas holding land there is in the Middle East, and we're paying more gas prices than there ever was. You know,
Can't have our own oil out of Alaska. Thanks for the call. Great points. That's because it's about monopoly. The globalists are not free market. They're not capitalist. That's what the liberals can't seem to get. They go, oh, socialism will save us. This is socialism. The rich socialize our wealth and suck it up for themselves. Wake up. We'll be back with more calls.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Wide open phones in the next hour and a bunch of other news items. I'm going to try to go to your calls a little bit quicker here, folks. I want to get a lot of calls in on this first live show of the new year. poll. Free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Marcello in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. First off, I'd like to extend well wishes for the new year and beyond to you.
You too, my friend.
Thank you. I'm calling about your Christmas Eve broadcast where the rabbi came on. And I was kind of put off by him, and I thought you were being a little too nice with him. And what he attempted to do was to construct his argument in such a way that under the strict confines of his statements, his position had to be true by definition. And what you did was contextualize his premises, and then his definitions didn't work anymore. And instead of kind of addressing your arguments, he kind of arrogantly sort of fluffed you off and said, oh, I was asked to come on here to present my point of view, and I don't want to talk about whatever you're saying there. And I just wanted to point out that what he's doing is a classic resolution in a Hegelian dialectic equation.
Yeah, they teach those tactics in you know, freshman college debate class, and I was aware of that. But I don't want to get back into a big squabble over it. You know, the whole debate was over torture, and I'm against torture. And then you build up these impossible, you know, scenarios, and then, oh, well, aren't you for torture now? But then that, again, that floats the idea out there. It's like all these generals saying, well, we got to have martial law to keep us safe. You know, it's floating that out there of some type of solution.
Yeah, what they do is, well, under Hegel's lexicon of terms, in a nutshell, his dialectic is thesis, antithesis, resolution. And that parallels what often is described as problem, reaction, solution. And the only trouble with that is sometimes people get confused with what problem, reaction, solution means exactly.
Well, the big thing is the globalists are the terrorists. The globalists are carrying out the terror attacks from Russia to the U.S. to England to China. We have proof that government gets bigger and more power out of terrorism and is carrying the terror out. We don't just have the motive. We then have the evidence they're doing it. So the people who are the terrorists in government are telling us how good all this police state is, and it's not.
Yeah, that's where their resolution comes in.
Because, I mean, to his credit, the rabbi said, well, you know, Patriot Act's really bad, and it scares me. You know, he said, as somebody who's Jewish, and, you know, look at the Holocaust. I'm like, well, exactly, buddy. So you can't trust a group that's out here saying Patriot Act is also saying torture's good. But he didn't seem to understand that.
Well, when he said that, he struck me as just being rhetorical. Yeah, you know, you just...
Well, look, people get afraid... And they and you know, the primitive mindset kicks in, and that was a good show because we need to have a discussion of torture because it's being pushed on us.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, listen, I appreciate the call. Good to hear from you. Christopher in Florida. Go ahead, Christopher. Good to talk to you, Christopher.
Good afternoon, Alex. How are you today?
Good. I'm told we're about to go to break. I got to hold you over, but what's on your mind?
That's fine. I've got a couple of issues here. I got an interesting note in the mail today, a credit card offer that has some language on here pertaining specifically to the Patriot Act.
Oh, I know. Everything's the Patriot Act now. Everything. County commissioners, topless bars, Rush Limbaugh, your bank accounts, credit cards, buying used cars. Everything's the Patriot Act, unless it's your wide-open border. Then they're all for that. We'll be back with the second hour. Stay there.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED light